by the head of the National Transport Authority, Anne Graham, who's here to talk about their revised plan to reorganise Dublin's bus network after a record 50,000 submissions at public consultation. Were you surprised, Anne Graham, 50,000 submissions?
We were surprised at the level of interest that the public have shown in their bus network. We're actually quite heartened by that because it obviously shows that people are very concerned about their public services and their public transport services. So yes, we were surprised, but we were certainly heartened by that.
What's changed from the original plan on account of those submissions?
Well, some of the issues that were raised in those submissions were access to the city centre in particular. People were concerned that they were losing their direct connection into the city centre. And so we've made some changes in the network to ensure that there's more direct services back into the city centre, particularly at peak times for commuters that travel regularly. They want to be sure that they can get directly into the city centre. The other issue is about access to schools and hospitals. And again, we've improved the connections into those key locations within the network.
Now, anyone living in Dublin will have heard about the road widening controversy. They'll have seen the yellow ribbons. They'll know the slogan, communities, not corridors. You've no revised details on that part of the plan yet.
No, that will come later. This is about focusing on the network of services, on improving the services that are currently operating today. And we will come out with proposals in relation to the bus corridors next year, early next year.
Early next year, all right. So in this plan, how are you going to increase bus transport availability by what, 22% in Dublin?
22% over a short number of years. So it's about improving the all-day service and frequency of services, improving services into the evening and early morning, particularly at the weekends, and providing better coverage across our city region. So in particular, what you will have is, and what we proposed last year, is new orbital services. So it means that people can get
orbital
to more places.
Orbital means it's going around the outskirts.
Yes, like so around the North Circular, South Circular Road, around, you know, between Tallaght and Dunleary, you know, so that you don't necessarily have to travel into the city centre to get back out to another location on the outer part of the city. So it's about getting more people to more places in a shorter period of time.
All right. The communities, there are still communities, though, losing out on direct access to Dublin city centre, isn't that right?
A very small proportion. So when we looked at what we're proposing in this new network, we've retained about 95% of the direct services into the city centre. But we've also provided services from new areas of the city into the city centre as well.
So how do people get to see the details of this on the plan? And when is it actually pulling up to a bus stop near me or you any day soon?
Okay, so all the information is on busconnects.ie, and we'll be delivering booklets to every household in the region about the services in their area. Now, it's going to take approximately 2 weeks to get to every household, but I would ask people just to be patient and we'll get there. But the information is all online. And in terms of delivery of this new service, we hope to commence in early 2021. And it'll take about 2 years to make all those changes.
Okay, and I've no doubt we'll be talking to you again, particularly when the next bit of your plan about the road widening comes to pass. We look forward to talking to you then.
Thank you very much
indeed for joining us on the News at One today.